Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033, the Barclays BuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome to Barbecue Nation After Hours. I'm JT. We've got Ron Swanby with us from Swampy's Barbecue and Catering up in the Tri-Cities area. And Ron's all fired up. You got another big toy to play with. We'll be posting the pictures of that beast on the social media here. It's a lot of fun. To me, it looks like a lot of work because I know what goes into that. But for y'all out there who think you're going to try your hand at barbecue, try it on one of these bad boys. Let me put it that way. How's that?
Exactly.
What's the one thing, and I don't like to be, a doggy downer here or something like that, but what's the one thing about the barbecue business that you don't care for?
One thing that I don't care for. Probably the hours of prep, the shopping. I cannot stand shopping. Oh, my gosh.
I don't mind the shopping. I hate the unloading.
Yeah, that's not fun either.
Yeah.
And you start getting up there in the years, your knees don't work quite like they used to. And I'm just, that's probably the least favorite part of my job.
There you go. You remember the first thing you ever grilled or smoked or barbecued?
The first thing I ever smoked.
I'm talking about meat. I'm not talking something you inhaled. I'm talking.
Well, okay. Well, then let me think again. Boy, you had me on the wrong track there.
Yeah.
The first thing that I ever smoked on a barbecuer was chicken. And I was so distraught because when you smoke chicken, I did not realize that there's always going to be pink juices in there.
Uh-huh.
And so I just kept smoking it and smoking it. And that first one didn't turn out well.
A little chewy, was it?
It was a little dry by the time I got done. I got the pink juices out, but it wasn't really edible. My family wanted to try hamburgers, and that wasn't a good one either, because when you smoke hamburgers, the meat turns pink on the outside from the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't look cooked. And so I think it was about that time that I invested in a meat thermometer.
That's a good investment, Ron.
I think anybody that barbecues or deals with meat needs a meat thermometer.
Oh, absolutely. We preach that all the time here.
Yeah, there's no other way to do it. And we might think our eyeballs are that good, but I don't think so. I think the next one was tri-tip.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's one of my favorites.
Yes, yes, and I did not realize that I was doing the tri-tip wrong. I just thought that tri-tip was kind of a chewy meat, and I didn't know this until I went and did a customer appreciation for a local meat market here in Tri-Cities that was selling my barbecue sauce, and he said, all right, make sure you you cook that tri-tip to 135 degrees. And I was like, what? He says, yeah, let it sit afterwards. Temperature will come up. And so I tried it. Oh, my goodness. It was night and day difference. I was taking that meat over 150 degrees before. And, yeah, tri-tip's phenomenal meat.
You turned it from tri-tip to Reebok, man.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the tough part there. Let's do a couple fun little fast-fire questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Would you describe yourself as corn-fed or grass-fed?
Oh, I'm corn-fed.
Ever cook in a thunderstorm or a snowstorm in your underwear?
Yes.
Finally, I get somebody that's honest enough to answer that question. That's great. Boxers or briefs?
Sports briefs.
Okay. In other words, commando. Captain and Tennille or Nickelback?
Nickelback.
Okay. Ford or Chevy?
Chevy.
Favorite movie?
Oh, this is really going to throw you off. I don't even know if I want to say it on air. 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That goes right with this next question. Have you ever smoked an armadillo?
Not yet.
Okay. What is the best day for activities for Ron contain?
What does it contain?
Yeah, well, your best day. When you don't have to do anything, you can have a day that's just all Ron's. What would you do?
Well, I would love that my family likes to fish, if they like to fish, because that would be my best day. I am passionate about fishing.
Well, you know, there's an old saying about that. Really, truthfully, there is. Let's see. If you give a man a fish, he will eat for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he will sit in a boat and drink beer all day.
That's true.
That is true. Where do you want to see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years, I would like to see myself, I'd like to have brick and mortar, maybe a couple more, food trucks, even having, some businesses in other cities.
That's a big dream.
It is a big dream, but, everything that I'm doing is going to take me to where I really want to be, and that's to go do mission work. And in order to do mission work, you have to have financial stability and never have to worry about money.
I guess that's why I've never done it.
Well, that's my goal.
Yeah.
I want to go and put water in places that don't have water and be able to not have to go fundraise for it, do it on my own dime, and just go when I want to go.
What does your wife think of all this?
She loves the vision. She's scared of the process.
Well, that's what kind of flubs up a lot of people is the process, but you kind of keep it, you know, and go with the flow once in a while, it usually will work.
It's one step at a time.
Yeah. It is. Ron Swanby from Swampy's yes. Barbecue, thank you for being with us, and thanks for sticking around for the After Hours segment. I appreciate it, Ron.
Jeff, thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, how can people find you on the web?
We are, our website's being remodeled right now, but it is swampysbbqsauce.com.
Okay.
And then we have a Facebook page, and it is Swampy's BBQ Sauce and Catering.
Big title.
It is a big title.
Is your sauce available throughout the Northwest?
Right now, we only sell it at, we got a couple locations here locally that are selling it. We're looking at changing that, but it's really hard to focus on that with the growth of our catering and our food truck.
Sure.
So I haven't been haven't been pinpointing that lately.
There you go. Well, Ron, thank you again for being on Barbecue Nation. We appreciate it. Wish you all the luck, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right. And you are quite welcome. We'll be back next week with another After Hours edition after the regular show on Barbecue Nation. Until then, enjoy yourself, be kind to people, and eat something, would you? Take care.